All right, Aiden, the ticket, you're going to please sign in. All righty, we do have a guest here, Carol. It's nice to meet you. I'm David Donaldson, and then the other members, could you, this is the Legislative Programs Education Community Services Committee, and go around the table here, starting with Lynn.
Lynn Archer, District 21.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Mary Ward, District 1.
Hi. Sandra Lonstein. I'm with Hal.
Carolyn.
And Joe Green, District 19.
You know me, Carol.
Hi, Craig. How are you? Craig and I met actually last summer, and he was campaigning down in Allendale. Mm-hmm. And he was with Scott Carlson, so him and I got chatting about this, because a lot of this was still in the middle stages at this point. So he's pretty much aware of what's going on with it. Mm-hmm. Well, and I thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. You called me up, and it was it sounded quite interesting. And, I realize that we cannot do it, but we can certainly urge others to. Can you please explain the two of them? It would be resolution number 33 and 34 that we have in front of us.
Okay, resolution number 3 is the Stillwater Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2013. What's been happening, and it's been happening since 2002, the Navy guys that were in Vietnam, they were part of the Agent Orange Act of 91. If they got sick, they were allowed to get their benefits. In 2002, they changed the rule, the VA did, and saying that they had to prove boots on ground. Well, some can. I was able to prove my husband had boots on ground, but a lot of guys can't because they went with their ship, they came back with their ship. Even if they were, sometimes they were sent on shore into the harbors to maybe pick up supplies or something like that, that they needed to fix something on the ship, but that wasn't always. So, but these guys are just as sick and just as dying and no different, okay, than the guys that had boots on ground. Do I honestly think my husband got sick from the 3 days he spent in Da Nang Harbor? No. It's from ingesting it, because what was in Agent Orange was dioxin. When they converted salt water into drinking water, they had to heat that. When you heat dioxin, you increase the potency. What happened, the desalination process took out the salt, but it didn't take out anything else. So these guys were ingesting all of this, and they were bathing in it, and, everything that you do normally every day, this is what they were doing, and this is what was happening. Okay, so we're hoping that once we get that bill through, that we can make it into law, and these guys can get their benefits returned to them and, have a little dignity.
What changed, if you don't mind my asking, what changed in 2002 that they were no longer eligible?
Well, the VA said, Veterans Administration said that they had to prove boots on ground. If they could not prove boots on ground, they were no longer eligible, because if they didn't believe that they were exposed.
Was that always in the law and just not enforced?
No.
Okay.
And the other one is resolution number 34. That is the Ship Accountability Act. And what's going to happen with that, once that becomes law, it is now in the Senate waiting to be voted on. It passed the House 404 to 1. Okay, so which was pretty excited about that. That's going to force the Department of Defense and the Department of the Navy to have all of the deck logs, all of the muster rolls for all of the ships that were in Vietnam. Okay? That's including the ships that were up in the harbors. There is a ships list now, because we've been able to, over the years, make a few accomplishments. So there are some of them that can get benefits. The ones that were in the harbors and up the rivers and ones like that, those guys can get their benefits. However, they have to prove that they were on that ship at a certain time. Okay, that's what happens with that. It's the ones that were on the carriers and the larger ships, that's the ones that 543 is going to affect. So all in all, both of these bills will affect 229,000 Blue Water Navy veterans, both living and deceased, that were in Vietnam. Okay, so we're pushing and moving along. So we appreciate all the help we can get, and all the support we can get. Because we have a lot of Navy veterans that live in our area. Okay, and I talk to them all the time. So it's not something that we say, you know, there's not many. There is, there's quite a few. And we help people from coast to coast, from all 50 states.
Well, I'd like to entertain a motion for Resolution 33. Do I have anyone?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All right, on the issue, any discussion?
Okay.
This is not directly on the issue, but it's related, and I just want to mention that when the Fukushima disaster happened, there were many sailors that were dispatched to provide aid and were exposed to radiation, and in particular, through that same mechanism of the water came from the ocean and went through a desal process, but it didn't remove the radiation. And
yes, suffering from thyroid cancers and other types of cancer.
Yeah, it's just it's a current situation that's very related, and I think it really behooves the federal government to protect our soldiers and sailors and members of the armed forces in a much more rigorous way than they have.
Can't agree with you enough.
Yeah. And I wanted to personally thank you. It's a more than noble cause, and your hard work has been is a reflection on how far it's gone. I also want to thank and commend Congressman Gibson, because I understand that he's been
he's been
fighting
yeah.
absolutely on your behalf, and
he has listened mm-hmm. when a lot of other people weren't listening.
Right.
He has taken up a cause when other people wouldn't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do commend him for that, and I think we're very fortunate that we have the access to him mm-hmm. as a community that we have.
Right. And as I had mentioned, my father's a Vietnam vet, a combat vet. He served two tours during the height of the Tet Offensive, and he served with many people who are facing the adverse effects as a result of being exposed to Agent Orange. So,
yeah, give him a hug for them.
Yeah, I sure will. And on that note, if I may, Legislator Donaldson, could I be added as a sponsor to that?
Oh, yeah, without
to both,
a doubt.
33 and 34.
Yes, no problem. I think isn't the committee added on that or no? How did it run?
I think usually I've been asked, so it's not on here.
It's not, yeah.
It's just you.
No, you see, I think it's okay. Yeah, no problem. Well, it would come out as from the committee anyway. So.
Yeah, from all of us.
Yeah,
right.
I had to put it in, so.
Okay.
And I want to be presumptuous, so.
Yeah.
So all the members of the committee, make sure the committee members are on that. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, unanimous. And Resolution 34, which Carol will explain. I'd like to get a motion on that. Okay, all right.
Second.
On this issue, any discussion? No. Then call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carol. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you on behalf of the whole of Blue Water Navy.
No problem. And we, anything in the future, don't be afraid to give us a call.
Well, thank you. I will. I know that my director will do a very nice thank you letter that I will make sure I get to you. That's what we do. We anything that we do as a organization. When we do write letters or send thank you notes,
the
Blue Water Navy family. This is
very
like
nice,
a family.
Carol. Thank you very much. This is very
thank
nice.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
You got it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty, we have a relatively light agenda because we don't have most of the people that normally come, but it was sort of a quick meeting put together, of course. But we do have a resolution that deals with from the New York State Office of Aging, and it is as a grant. I think we all like those things. If you need any information or do you need any time to look at it, or could we just move it?
Can I just ask some questions, or
sure.
Is that out of order? Okay. I noticed that all the attachments were blank, and the deadline for the grant submission was December. So I was just curious about this process and how it works.
Take care. All right, so...
So if you could help me with this, I'd appreciate it. None of those...
Actually, I did ask somebody from the Office for the Aging here, but they're not.
She had a conflict, I believe.
Oh, all right.
Not that we wouldn't apply for the grant, but I'm just curious as to why we got all the whole application with nothing on it, and, you know, why it missed the deadline. If I recall correctly, it was December.
Where's the deadline date?
It does say that you can apply between September 30th to...
It's for the period for that, but it was right. It had... I guess I didn't...
Right. I see. I'm looking at it.
Maybe.
I read through these, and I actually did not read through this.
I read through it.
There was a grant.
Yes.
So I think it was easy if I invited...
It's right here. Applications must be received on the cover page.
There it is. Yeah.
By December 13th.
Yeah. Response
2013.
So if there was a response, why don't we have a copy of the response? Right. Why do we have a blank piece? And it's just curious as to the process.
Right. No. That's
a good point.
I'm assuming they must have already applied.
Well, then why didn't we get a copy?
Well, it said the it is available. So, yeah, it does make, and that means it must be there waiting for us. So they must have applied. It seems like it was granted. You look at the second whereas. So with that in mind, it says, and then the county application is approved for the funds which would be used to reimburse the county for expenditures incurred in the office for salaries, benefits, and such.
In the amount of $11,300, right, or $11,400.
Yeah, $11,393, yeah.
So the resolution's to receive the money.
The resolution is basically to receive the money, accept it. Mm-hmm. So they can put it in the line and all that.
So then I guess we're going to assume that they've already submitted it by
yes.
deadline, but
yes,
we didn't get a copy of it.
You're right.
Or maybe it's completed to the point it needs to be. I don't know.
Or maybe they probably just completed that online, and maybe they don't. This is sort of the application. Why they would give us the application, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be really surprised, and I would like to make a recommendation that the copy that goes to the full legislature have the grant attached to it, the correct
right.
information, so that becomes part of the record. As someone who's having to submit a lot of these.
Yeah, it's kind of odd that they send you this and then give you
yeah.
a blank application, but they've already applied for it. In any case, they've already applied for it. Why they even added the application, I don't know. Because it does give you...
I didn't print the whole thing, so I just printed pages, but I think you probably attached it here.
It's a retroactive authorization to mm-hmm. begin with, but then at least we should have no further information. I know if I send something like this into the state, they send it back immediately.
I'll bet they got the completed pieces, though. I mean,
I'm sure they did.
Otherwise,
we just.
Sure, on the issue, can we get it moved?
Yeah.
Move it. Second.
Second.
Manager, I'll meet you on the second.
Right.
Who seconded?
Move quicker, Manager. Manager,
regardless of.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed, nay. And I will make sure that we get in touch with them. Okay, you'll talk to them.
Yes.
Make sure we get the application that's there. We do have some people need to see how I sign it.
Sign it.
When's the date? 22nd. When you retire, you know, every day is Saturday. Every night's Friday night.
Don't rub it in.
That 13, I keep on going at 13, and I'm doing good.
I took my checkbook and I wrote Schwartzman on all the checks.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to send the full F to everybody? Okay.
The what?
The full application.
Yeah, well, we'll get into it. It should be in the back. Thank God it's not a controversial thing. All right, anyway, as you know, Daryl, when we do meet again, we'll start having our regular meeting. I will not be here in February. I'm missing out on a regular meeting, though.
Do we have a regular meeting?
Yeah, we're going to have a regular meeting at the, usually it's a Wednesday.
Next meeting of this committee would be February 5th?
Yes, February 5th. Yeah.
February 5th, that's right. And it will be at the community college?
Yeah.
Okay, so I won't be here either.
Okay.
February 5th, is that our regular meeting?
That's going to be the regular meeting.
Regular meeting.
It's going to be the first Wednesday?
Yes, Wednesday.
Okay. Still 5 o'clock?
Yeah, we'll be 5:30. We're kind of kicking it out because a couple people need to have a little more time to get here.
Yeah.
And did I hear it was at the community college?
Yeah, it's in the community college.
It's in the St. John room in the Clinton building.
We'll
give you cookies.
Cookies and coffee you get.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a bad deal.
They used to give you a full meal.
No, you don't do that anymore. We have budget constraints.
In my district.
Yep, and
it's right up the road from you.
Yeah. So we do, in other words, and what I'd like to do is meet a few other places. We'll meet at Cornell Cooperative 1 month. We'll meet at Community Action Board. They have a board room which we can meet there. Maybe at the Casa place might be a nice spot to meet. They have a room so they can explain their programs. So it'll be meeting the first Wednesday, and if there's any problems at some point and we need to change times, please let me know. We'll try to accommodate everybody we can. So I will be here for that, but I won't be here after that. I'm leaving the 9th.
Going where? Somewhere fun?
Yeah, I'm going to. I have a place in Florida.
Where in Florida?
Venice.
Oh, you're not going to visit Wayne?
On the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne's about an hour and a half south.
I thought he's on the East Coast.
No, he's at the West Coast. He's in the Gulf.
He's in Naples.
He's in Naples. Too crowded for me, that place. That's like Miami almost.
Is it?
Not as bad as it. Very, very crowded. You know, nonsense.
Do you have a motion to adjourn?
Yep. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Okay. Second by Archer. And, of course, Mary Waro is the deputy chairman of the committee. And that's been something we started to do a few years ago. It's actually a resolution I introduced when you were in